The Federal Office of Foreign Assets Control says Ryan Clancy came to Iraq just before U.S. military operations began in March of 2003. The office alleges that Clancy provided support to the Iraqi government and was a human shield. A travel ban against Iraq had been in effect for several years, but was more stringently enforced in the months leading up to the war. If Clancy doesn't pay the $10,000 fine, he could get up to 12 years in prison. The ACLU maintains Clancy, who owns a record store in the Milwaukee area, was a peace activist who simply wanted to see things firsthand rather than rely on reports issued by the U.S. and Iraqi governments. Larry Dupuy is the state legal director for the ACLU. He says the government's case against Clancy is shaky.
The government doesn't claim that he provided any financial benefit to the Iraqi government or even individual Iraqis. What seems to really be going on is that they're trying to suppress the freedom of Americans to travel and learn for themselves what's going on in countries like Iraq, and then punishing those who have the courage to question the government's version of events when they return.
Dupuy says Clancy's in a difficult position. Foreign assets control policies don't allow a hearing or opportunities to challenge witnesses or produce any for the defense. The ACLU hopes to make a case that the FAC's process is flawed, an argument they're willing to take to the Supreme Court if necessary. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.